This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the October 16th, 2025 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Affordable Housing Trust Fund. This meeting is also being conducted via live teleconference for public access. Terry Lehane, Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this meeting.
Good morning. This is Terry Lehane, Director of IT at Rhode Island Housing. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, your telephones will be muted. To unmute, press *6. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1427.
Thank you, Terry. This is Carol Ventura conducting a roll call of trustees in attendance. Carol LaChapelle.
Here.
Commissioner Goddard.
Here.
Thank you. Also attending is Commissioner McAllister, Commissioner Orth, Commissioner Designee Craven, and Commissioner Designee Weber. Our first item of business is approval of the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on February 20th, 2025. May I have a motion to approve?
This is Carol. I make a motion.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or Corey?
All those in favor of approving the minutes of the AHT meeting held on February 20th, 2025, please say aye. Any opposed, say nay. We have a unanimous vote. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number 2 on the agenda is approval of fund transfer for homeownership's first gen home RI program. Peter Pagonis will present.
Good morning, Mr. Pagonis. This RFA is for the approval of a transfer of funds of $1 million to continue financing the first-gen home RFI program, which is a $25,000 down payment. This is a program for first-generation home buyers. We started the program in February 2022, and to date, we have financed $4.2 million in volume on 168 forgivable loans to these first-time home buyers. These first-time or first-generation home buyers, I should say, typically have not had the benefit of being exposed to home ownership in their families, but their parents or grandparents have not, having not owned homes. And we have found that it to be a huge boost to this community, perhaps where home ownership has not been a goal of theirs growing up. The program has just about dwindled its funds, and we are in need of another $1 million to fund the program. $1 million will fund 40 forgivable loans and should last until about the first quarter of 2026. We ask and recommend that the board approve a transfer of funds in the amount of $1 million to continue funding the program.
May I have a motion to approve this?
So moved. Goddard.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion questions? Carrie, can I just confirm this was in our budget, correct?
This
Rhode Island Housing's
correct.
Budget, this $1 million to transfer. Thank you. No other questions? Okay. I have a motion to approve and a second. Corey?
All those in favor of approving a fund transfer for homeownership's first-gen home RI program as presented, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. We have a unanimous vote of the trustees. Thank you.
Thank you. Action item number 3 on the agenda is approval of reallocation and authorization for the Housing 2030 Preservation Program. Melanie.
Good morning. This is Melanie Brewer. This is for an approval of a reallocation of existing Affordable Housing Trust funds in the amount of $5 million from the Preservation Loan Program Fund to the newly created Housing 2030 Preservation Program. Housing 2030 Preservation is being established jointly with the Rhode Island Executive Office of Housing to provide a flexible source of capital for the preservation of existing affordable housing. As you know, several developments lack adequate reserves to conduct necessary improvements. This will allow us to rehabilitate those and keep homes safe and affordable for many Rhode Islanders. So we're requesting, again, the $5 million transfer to continue doing preservation jointly with the Rhode Island Executive Office of Housing. Thank you.
May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. This is Kara.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I have a motion to approve and second. Any further discussion or questions for Melanie? Corey?
All those in favor of approving a reallocation and authorization for the Housing 2030 Preservation Program as presented, please say aye. Any opposed, say nay. We have a unanimous vote of the trustees to approve. Thank you.
Okay. With no further business, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Goddard.
Second.
Thank you. Corey?
All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
That sounds unanimous to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're adjourned.
All right.
Thank you.